With Madonna on KCHA 815, 29 degrees downtown Cheryl City. Monday morning, it's ISU Extension and Outreach Week. We have Leslie Milius in studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
How goes it?
It's going.
You better have the same amount of energy those IC kids just had.
I don't know if I can match that.
No, pretty wow. At the top there.
That was funny.
I think they're excited. They're much more excited. Well, they're hopped up on Easter candy all that kind of good stuff. So I don't think I ate enough, maybe. I probably shouldn't have eaten enough. So
so it is a big week. Of course, this week happens once every year. Go ahead and talk about what this week is and what's coming up.
So basically, this week is Extension and Outreach Week. And this theme for this year is we are thanking our volunteers. So, you know, in Extension, we have tons and tons of volunteers that help us every year, from our 4-H families, community partners, and those that are just in our Floyd County communities. So we like to thank them and appreciate them this week too, along with just celebrating Extension and all the things that make us what we are today.
You offer so many great educational opportunities for kids and adults. Talk a little bit about that.
So basically, we have four main areas in Extension that we kind of do different programming in, and those areas are youth development, and then human sciences, ag and natural resources, and community development, and so or economic development. And so we feature different programs within each of those areas. Probably the one that we're most well known for is our youth development, and all the kid programming that we do is kind of our sweet spot, as to say.
Okay. And with summer coming up, of course, no school, are there opportunities for kids this summer through Extension?
Yes, definitely. Well, the biggest one would be the county fair, obviously. Yeah. So don't forget the county fair by any means. That's kind of the highlight for most of our 4-H kids, and the different things that they like to do, whether it be baking, sewing, or doing livestock projects. And so that's kind of the big one that we kind of prepare for that summer showcase, as to say, at the county fair. But we also are going to be doing some different programming for our younger youth at kind of K through, I think, about fifth grade age. And actually, we're going to do some partnerships with the Charles City Library this year. And I think they're going to, you know, teaser, maybe it's about bees. So I think that's kind of what the focus is. But don't quote me on that, and don't hold me to it, because sometimes I'm off the mark.
That'd be a good topic, nonetheless. Bees.
Yes.
So how do we get signed up for these events? I know they're featured on your website, social media pages. Keep an eye on those.
Yes. So, yes, definitely look us up on Facebook or give us a call at 641-228-1453 or visit us in downtown Charles City at 112 North Main. So, and then also come and visit us for coffee and cookies on Wednesday. We will be having an open house, so come and see us then. It'll be from 3 to 4:30, so kind of right after that school, because like I said, we do a lot with kid programming and that kind of stuff, and that gives those kids that are getting off of school an opportunity to come and visit us and get a cookie and see what else they can sign up for.
Perfect. Well, happy ISU Extension Week.
Thank you. Have a wonderful week yourself.
You too. It is 8 to 19, 29 degrees downtown Cheryl City. We got your forecast coming up. Here's Elton John.